welcome back, everybody, to Order of Podcasters in the second episode in the series Compound. This is Paul. I am the Game Master, and we're here with Jen. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. I'm really looking forward to this adventure. I think it really came out really great. Pretty pumped about it all. But we reordered some stuff. We're going to actually talk about reordering some stuff later. But it was actually in Blackwater that you first started mentioning making candles. But it was actually in recording these episodes that Misty started her candle craze.
Yes.
Why did you decide on candles for her hobby business opportunity, I should say?
First of all, I'll let you know that the business opportunity is very likely to change in the near future. Misty does not stick with one career endeavor for long. She tends to get burned out with it pretty quickly. So I wouldn't be surprised if the candles disappear as if they never were sometime soon. But as to how I came up with it, you know, honestly, we were playing. We had gotten started. I was still kind of like gearing up and getting my bearings. And you were like, okay, and what are you doing? And I like had no idea because I hadn't prepared that. And I think that on my mind recently was Fredericksburg, Texas. For reasons. Yeah. That place was on my mind recently. And the last time I visited, I went to their little candle shop where you can watch them carve the candles. And I bought one.
Oh,
and that was one of the highlights of my trips last time. And so because that place was on my mind, you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making candles. And that it stuck. And that's what Misty's been doing now for the past two adventures.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and Fredericksburg is such a distinct and kind of iconic place anyways. It makes me think that we need to put a monster there.
Don't put a monster there. It's so pretty. You're going to ruin it. If you put a monster there, just please note that Misty will be drinking all the wine and all the beer. You want to sidetrack an adventure? Put us in Fredericksburg. There's plenty to do.
The great thing about the candle thing is that our guest investigator for this adventure, Desdemona, it just fell like perfectly into that kind of subplot and was really helping you get the business off the ground.
Her doily making really complements it. I think.
Love it. Yeah, that turned out to be perfect. But let's get back in the compound. We'll start with some character inductions and recap of last time, and then we'll dive in.
I'm Brian Hasty from the Double Density Podcast, as well as the Coda Podcast, and I'm playing Norman Johnson.
My name is Rob Christofferson. I'm from the Coda, a music podcast, and for the Order of Podcasters, I'm playing Myron Dripchin.
I'm Jennifer Taylor. I am the host of In Defense of Liberty podcast and the co-host of Vanish, and I play Misty Showers.
And I'm Desdemona. I make YouTube videos about podcasts, co-creator for Call of Darkness, and I work on Sirenicide. So I'll be playing Ophelia.
Last time on the Order of Podcasters, the investigators were called in to back up fellow Ordo Veritatis member Ophelia, who is working undercover at a cult run by a man who calls himself Lyseran. The cult's mission is to call the light in to combat the coming darkness. Myron claims to be there to interview Lyseran for his radio show, Tricoastal, while Misty and Norman say they are interested in joining. They are told that this very evening there will be a members-only ceremony, but they are still given the tour. Norman sneaks away and breaks into a mysterious locked room where he finds numerous grandfather clocks lining the walls. Compound, Chapter 2. Okay, so you crack the door, and the sound is just—it's getting really loud at this point. And So as you glance in, it's pretty dark in there, but you can see that there are just like every wall, every inch of the wall is a grandfather clock all the way around the room. And so this just crazy ticking of all of these are happening.
All right, so it's how many like clocks are we talking here? Like hundreds? Like how big is the room?
No. It's not a huge room. Like there's probably six on each wall.
Okay.
So wait, are you describing Doc Brown's setup at the beginning of Back to the Future right now?
That's what I have in my head. Yes.
A little more orderly, but yeah.
Okay.
And they all are showing the same time.
Ish.
Not really. I mean, ish. Yeah.
Does any of them look...
They're not all like clicking together or anything. They're all a little off.
Okay.
Does any of them look like they have been involved in a, I don't know, like a time machine experiment, you know?
Like, are there any weird wires coming through them?
Is there a
flux capacitor?
Is there a Mr. Fusion in that room?
How dark is the room?
It you're really just getting kind of the light from the hallway. Okay, there's no windows.
So I can use my cell phone's light, I assume?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just turn it on and start looking at the different clocks.
Okay.
Is there a way to, are any of them designed in a way that I could like change the time easily on them?
Yeah, you can, just kind of open the front on a few and just, like, push it over.
Okay. And when I do that, like, nothing happens, I assume?
When you do that, like, out of the corner of your eye, you see, like, this just shifting from behind one of the clocks. And you kind of swing your light over there, and there's nothing there.
Okay. Okay, but it's inside the room. It's not like escaping it.
What is
like all the motions I see are inside the room contained.
Yeah, like you're not like opening a portal or anything.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and take a couple of pictures in that case.
Okay.
Using my phone's flash because why not at this point?
You are the type to use the flash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like obscenely so, almost. Like I'm the clock's right there, and like I don't necessarily need to do it, but I will do it anyways.
Okay. So jumping back into the other room, Lasha now has like her candle like lodged inside her nose. She's trying to get rid of the rest of the smell, and she's like, you know what? Hold on. I just feel free to stay here. I need to go. And she starts heading for the door.
Bye now.
Wow, providing y'all no cover.
I'll finish the tour.
I'm just supposed to, like, say, you know, okay, you're leaving now. We'll be right here.
I said bye now.
All right, are y'all still in the other room?
Well, I guess at this point I can make my way back, right?
Well, okay. You might want to wait.
Yeah.
Do you want to just close the door until she passes, or what?
Yes. Like, do I hear her coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I definitely do then.
Okay.
Sorry, I had assumed she had already left the corridor, so I could slip back in. But okay, so I'll wait.
Okay. All right. So yeah, she passes by, and so y'all are able to regroup.
Do you tell us about the clocks?
And I show you the pictures. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, those are beautiful.
That explains why I had to make clock doilies. I was wondering why I was having to put clocks on them. That was so complicated.
So now, do we still have access to lore on our phones?
Yeah, and you can send those pictures directly to him through the app.
Okay, well, yeah, let's do that and see if he if it rings any bells on any like clock-specific demons, I don't know. Yeah.
he writes back. He's like, oh, that's weird. Hopefully they're not summoning Clocky McClockerson, because that was bad.
I say,
and then,
LOL.
And then he puts parentheses J/K parentheses.
Yeah. Always a joker. He's so funny. I messaged back, LOL, and I, you know, winky face, and I guess that was not helpful.
So, Ophelia, have you heard anything about, like, clocks or time or anything? Like, you've seen the practice for this. Like, does this involve anything?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
We'll just say you have not been in that room before. You've heard it from the outside, but you didn't know that there was that many.
I honestly thought there were bombs in there.
We're a little relieved.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of relieved that it's not bombs.
What about, there was another room across the hall, right?
No, that room was the worship area.
Oh, okay.
Well, if y'all wait upstairs, then somebody will come and get you.
So, do they have...
Should I try and finish the tour with them? Take over. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, you've pretty much seen the stuff that y'all would normally show people, because the rest is storage, and you don't want to show people your gun collection. You haven't seen anything like illegal as far as firearms go, but you know, that's still something you don't like show people visiting.
This is suspiciously similar to the Branch Davidian cult.
So I pull up a picture of David Koresh and I show it to Philly and I go, does he hang around here? Like, is there a man that looks like this?
No, he doesn't look like that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all hear heavier footsteps on the stairs.
Yeah, we should go back downstairs.
And as you go, find a rather tall and handsome man who is wearing like all white, and you recognize him from the videos as Lyseran. His real name is Bob Kernoberson.
What? Come on! What is this? You're fucking with me?
You killed Myron.
Did you kill me in real life? Did I die in real life?
Wow. No words. Just no words.
I've been waiting for that moment. For
Rob, congrats.
I'm in the fiction. I'm definitely a cultist. Absolutely.
You were the leader.
And he will greet you all rather plainly, and he'll say, "Ah, yes, I had heard that we had visitors. Greetings. I'm Lyseran.
I am Norman.
Hi, I'm Misty.
We are married."
That's true. Yes.
And she gave us all new candles.
Yes.
Yes, I thought I smelled something.
It smells so lovely up there. Now your next live stream, you're going to be so comfortable.
Wow, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So did you see our stream?
Oh, I have never seen your stream though. But
I told them about it.
Yes, I've heard about it.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Unfortunately, we're not going to be having a worship service tonight. We have a special event for our members here. And so, I'm sorry you came as the one night we're not going to do that.
Oh, well, that's okay. What kind of special service you doing tonight? I'd love to hang out and watch.
Oh, now, yeah, no, it's gonna be for our members.
Okay.
And you're Myron Dripchin.
Yes, Myron Dripchin. Nice to meet you.
Yes, yes, I've heard your program often, and you are most welcome. We actually, one of our congregants here, you may have met him, Hunter. He called you once. I don't think he told you that.
No, but, he didn't.
No, I think you said that our group was a bunch of loonies.
No, but, no, that doesn't sound like anything I would have said.
No, don't worry about that. It's we're very used to not being taken seriously by the outside, but that's one of the things that we're about is to be. You know, to be a source of love and help. And so I take no offense, and I'm glad you're here, and I would love to speak with you more, and whatever you take away from our time together, you are most welcome to talk about on your program.
Absolutely.
Wait, does he get to watch the ceremony?
Oh no, I'm afraid this is something special that we've been planning for a while, and
listen,
so,
if we are willing to fill out many forms to join as members,
you already have the tour. They're ready.
I have just donated about $5,000 worth of candles.
I know I haven't seen them, but I know they are there. Even from halfway down the stairs. Maybe we should go downstairs into my office.
That would be nice. Yes, let's go downstairs. I think I might have some extra candles if you'd like one for your office.
They are varied in smells.
You know, maybe I'm partial to simple things,
okay.
Smells.
Oh, okay.
The smell of plain white bread that has perhaps been cooked several days before. Not today.
That's interesting. I have a little strong bread scent. Would you like to try?
that would be great, yes.
Oh yes. There you go. And I hand him a bright yellow candle.
All right. So he will take you to the office, and if y'all would like to ask questions or try to convince him to let you into the service, you certainly can.
Yeah, I want to know, like, what is typically required to become a member?
Well, it's not very formal. We don't believe in vows, and we don't believe in oaths and things. We believe in love, and if you are willing to, you know, be here for others, you know, right now everything is in the world, it's getting darker, and everybody right now is out for themselves, but that's what we want to fight against. We want to be here for anyone who needs help, anyone who perhaps doesn't even believe what we believe, and perhaps will not seek to help others later. It doesn't matter. We're all in this together, and that willingness to help is going to be important in the times of darkness.
That's okay. Very sweet and very admirable. I like this already.
Give me the form.
What he means to say is we came here because we knew in our hearts that we needed a change, and we want to dedicate our lives to helping people. So we're ready. Where do we sign?
Well, that's great. We would, Of course, you're willing. You're welcome to stay here as long as you'd like. And we meet in the evenings for our formal meal together, and then we have worship afterwards. But of course, not tonight. I don't know about the ceremony though. Everything's been so planned out. So
four more members make the ceremony even stronger.
Also, listen, just on a purely technical level, your AV is all messed up here. You need someone to help fix you, and I'm your man.
What is AV? Who's that?
Audio, video, hurt? Any kind of microphones?
That would be helpful. So Ophelia does have the skill of reassurance, and so I'll say with that reassurance, he goes, you know what, maybe that would be helpful. I think that would, Norman, if you could help with the audio visual AV girl, that would be fantastic. And that would be very helpful to us. I don't know that we have robes for you. How many robes did you make, Ophelia?
We have plenty.
That's great. That's great. Oh, good, good, good. All right. Well, then we're going
to change the colors every day.
Yes. Tonight is the lime colored ones, which aren't flattering on me, I admit. But it's important.
Okay. I have some lime scented candles we can add. They're fuchsia lime. They're my newest creation. Yeah, they're black candles.
Well, I'm sure this ceremony won't use the candles, but for the worship tomorrow, maybe we could light one, and just one. That way we could save the rest of them for a special occasion.
Oh,
this is good news.
Wait. I don't have to have 20 doilies ready. Just one.
But I thought this was a special occasion.
Well, but the ceremony doesn't have candles.
Okay.
So if y'all don't mind, excuse me, I do need to prepare more, but y'all are free to visit with people do as you like around the campus here.
Sure. Okay, thank you. You're so kind.
And I would just ask him if it'd be all right to, you know, interview the members.
I think it would be great. Do you need to use our AV girl to help you?
No, I have this mobile setup right here. Do you see this this fuzzy microphone? It's very fuzzy.
That looks like that helps. That's good.
It does. Absolutely. I will. I'll tell you what, I'll be fair and honest in my reporting.
Well, that is certainly all we could ask. And no matter how it comes out, you are always welcome here.
Thank you very much.
Would you like a candle?
I'm allergic to many scents.
Oh, I was talking to the radio man. Radio man, would you like a candle?
I'd just love a candle. Absolutely.
There you go, Misty.
Yes, I've been working on a BeFit scent because I'm a big fan.
Oh my goodness, a BeFit scent. I would absolutely love one.
I will give him one of my candles. It's not a BeFit candle. I wouldn't give you a... We're working on our BeFit.
Yeah, we got it under control. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oh my god, it smells exactly like BeFits.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder. This is an interactive Star Wars actual play podcast using the Edge of the Empire rules from Fantasy Flight Games. Join our misfit crew of scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells, rascals, miscreants, lowlifes, good-for-nothing reprobates as they find love, purpose, and the courage to carry on.
I'm joking, none of that happens. Instead, they use their questionable contacts and unconventional methods to get the job done, whatever job happens to be paying today. Tales from the Rusty Speeder, available wherever you get your podcast and streamed live on Twitch at twitch.tv/technofunkboy.
All right, so y'all had met Lasha. You had met Hunter. Mm-hmm. You had found out that Grant has not returned yet. I think this everybody you've met at this point.
What is Lysarin's real name again, please?
Do we really need to do this?
Yes.
Bob Knobberson. I was particularly proud of that name.
What ethnic descent is that name?
Yeah, I'd really like to know what's
yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna need
this
to
is cyberbullying.
Yeah, this really is.
All right, so I have derailed the entire podcast with a name.
You did.
I don't regret it at all. What are y'all up to now?
So are we still as a group together, even though we or like Myron?
Yeah, you're together.
Okay. So has Myron wandered off to start interviewing people?
Yeah, that's what I was.
So I was gonna say, I think maybe we should split up. Like, he should definitely start interviewing people. I think one of us might need to like investigate some of the rooms and hallways more to see if there's any kind of like, I know you already found the one room, but what if there's something like a secret place or a basement or something that maybe we can find, or maybe like look outside to see if there's any kind of like storage area. I just want to like see, like they're hiding something. I know they are.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff there. So y'all don't actually see a ton of people around. It is like 2 o'clock now. And so a lot of people at work are at work. You do meet a young woman named Terry, who
is she also pregnant?
No.
I would start to get a little suspicious of Lysarin if all of the women are pregnant.
Hey, listen, I've seen that SVU episode with John Stamos. Okay.
No, Terry. Terry will be happy to talk to you later, but she can't find her cat.
Aw, well, that's a problem.
Has she announced this to us? Like, are we like joining her?
Are we concerned about the cat?
Yeah, like how? Like,
I don't know if you're concerned or not. That's up to you.
I think her cat's probably off on an adventure.
I like this compound.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cats.
Very much cat people.
Due to that, I no longer want to be part of this adventure. I just want to be passive. Just for all the cats in there.
I would love to help you find your cat.
You also run into Rogan.
Rogan.
Is kind of the handyman around the place.
So what does he look like? Does he have all his limbs, like a eye patch?
no eye patch.
I ask him what his favorite screwdriver is, and what his favorite type of bit is. Whether he's like a, you know, a Torx bit or a star bit, you know, just, you know, trying to get to the nitty gritty of of what a handyman does, you know.
Yeah.
What's his favorite brand?
Yeah, he invites you to the back closet to look at his tools if you want to go.
Oh yeah, I gotta see the tools.
and it's not that impressive. It's like, you know, just a wall of different like bits that don't match that he probably found somewhere, and a well used plunger.
Can I just say I feel kind of bad for this cult because they have nothing. Like, nothing. This is pathetic. I almost want to donate like tools to these people. Like, what the hell?
Hey, I want to go poke around in their garage area that's across from their living quarters.
I'm following.
Okay. All right. So you can go to the yeah, there's not really anybody around to even kind of watch you. And so
I follow under the ruse, but I'm looking for the cat.
That's what I was going for earlier.
y'all head in that direction, and no one really stops you. And there's several doors to the side. There's some of them are just have little labels of supplies and that sort of thing. The garage is kind of around the corner and toward the back. But that opens up into a pretty large, good area. There's a few cars there. A lot of the cars, I shouldn't say a lot of the cars, because a lot of the people are still at work. But there's a couple of cars that are parked outside in the big circle drive up in the front. But a couple of cars here. One big Jeep that looks impressive, and. Just various like lawn stuff in there. So y'all are y'all looking around in here, or what are you doing?
Yeah. So is the Philly still with us? Or are we like just, yeah, is it just so. Misty and I poking? Okay.
Yeah, I came. So, you know,
yeah, I want to poke around and see if I can see anything suspicious.
Okay. We don't really have an animal handling skill. But I'll just say that the cats do kind of run from the outside over in your direction, and you are going to notice that there is a red stain on one of the cat's feet.
So, can Ophelia grab the cat?
Yeah. So, well, maybe I should do like a athletics roll. I'm joking. The cats know you. That's
for a cat. That's a dex roll.
Right. So yeah, I guess I check the cat's paw to see like what the heck this red stuff is. Is it wet?
It's definitely blood. This wouldn't be a horror game if it were paint.
Is the cat injured?
No, the cat is not injured.
Is there like bloody paw prints?
Yes, in fact, there are. And those lead out the front of the garage out into the path there is gravel, and so you're going to immediately lose the trail there. But that's the drive is out there. There's, you know, some wooded area, a bunch of fields, and the barn.
Ooh, maybe we should go check out the barn.
Yeah.
All right. So as you head out to the barn, you see the door is, you know, the door is like push closed, but you see that it's a little open. And as you go in, it's mostly empty. Yeah, it does seem like, you know, there's like an old tractor in there that probably doesn't work. But mostly it hasn't really been used. And if you I assume that you're going to look around.
Yes.
What does it smell like?
It actually smells not pleasant.
I can fix that.
It smells.
What kind? Is there like is rotting decay? Flesh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh
yeah.
God, gross. Okay. Let's poke around and try to find our dead body.
Hey, I want to know right up front how many candles it would take to cover up that smell.
Oh, that's a good question. Is there like an equation?
Yeah.
Let's see. 12.
12. Okay. 12.
10, 10 if they all match.
Ooh, 12.
So 12.
I very That's much doubt it. I had to roll for 20 earlier. All right, let's.
All right, so the first thing you find is in over by the tractor, you see a dead rat, or more accurately, half of a rat, because its head has been bitten off. And in examining it, you could tell that this was a bite. From there, there's a trail of blood over to the side, and in a corner, kind of partially buried in dirt, you see just a pile of this fatty material, intestines, and goo. And it smells like it has been there for a little while. Whose remains have our investigators found, and what is involved with the ceremony now only hours away? Learn more next time in the Order of Podcasters. You can follow the Order on Twitter and Instagram, and to support us, please leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Please also follow the podcasts created by the individual players in this game. Music is by the Techno Funk Boy. You can watch us play live at www.twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Thanks as always to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere in this episode. You can find them at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Firebreathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Firebreathing Kittens podcast. Fantasy, action, mystery, friendship.